Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, guys. This is Jesse out of Iowa. I haven't called in for a while. I just kind of ran out of paranormal experiences, and but I've been experiencing some stuff for the past couple years now that I just want to get off my chest. I've been talking to Christian counselors about it because that's my faith, but they just don't want to deal with it, and it's really frustrating. I don't know if they just aren't comfortable or they don't have the experience or they're just think I'm nuts. I don't know. What's been going on is I don't want to give away too much detail because it's kind of a you just never know who's listening. So I'll be kind of vague. I got a family member of mine that this person I have a very strong, I believe, a spiritual connection. And when I say that, this person is having some serious difficult times in life, and this person needs to get some healing. And we've been trying to encourage this person to go, and they say they go, then they buckle out. They just, you know, call me threatening to commit suicide, and they're not willing to deal with their stuff. And this person has got recently remarried, and she married a really good guy, and he's treating her very, very well. But they just are in some financial stuff right now that's freaking her out to the point that she's willing to leave him, and it's over. And it's really not that bad if you sit down and think about it. Run the numbers. She's freaking out over very simple, over things that are stressing her out, but really the solutions are super, super simple to get out of. It just will take time. But she's just dragging me, my wife, and unfortunately her new family down with her, and it's just getting old. And this person, Christmas Day, I spent time in the ER because she overdosed on a bunch of I forget the name of the drug. It's some kind of anti-anxiety medication, but it's like super addictive. And it mellows you out so quickly that you don't even notice it, so you still take more. It's a really stupid drug. It's related to Xylocam, which is a sleeping medication which this person has had addictions to before. But to keep this paranormal, what I see, I have these premonitions. I know this person's going to call me or have some form of interaction. I see shadows, like the shadows I saw when my dad was dying, you know, but it has to do with her. Every time I'm about to get a call, it's usually a couple hours ahead of time, I see something dart in front of me. And, you know, I know when what is a trick of the light, and I know what's a shadow. You know, when this person tried overdosing, she was only at psychiatric hospital for 3 days. And I was just like, are you kidding me? 3 freaking days? That's it? And I knew the day she got out because I was working in this basement. It's a brand new house, so nothing, no connection there. And this gigantic, wraith-looking, shadowy thing just slowly moved in front of the window, and it was gone. And it was like, now in the corner of my eye, like, I actually saw this damn thing, and I'm like, are you shitting me? What now? You know, and it's always something. I always see, and it's worse than just a shadowy thing going by. Sometimes they stand there behind, in the corner of my eye, and they're staring at me. And it's like, I turn it, it's so gone, so quickly. Or, like, they're staring, and they're peering through the, you know, around the corner of the room at me again. And, like, last night, I got the call from this person saying she's going to leave her husband over some really stupid shit. I mean, it's just stupid. And, I mean, he's not abusing her. There's no cheating going on. He's a really good guy. He just kind of philanthropist. No, that's not the right word. That's not the right word to use. I can't even pronounce the right words. I don't even go there. He just got some financial issues, and that's her life. That's her business, but it's like, he's a good guy. Don't break his heart because you can't handle your shit. But, you know, I was in my garage cleaning stuff up, and I was just angry. Just like, she just keeps dragging me down at her bullshit. And I just felt, like, and it's, my garage isn't insulated. There's no, it's normally not a, there's no breeze in my garage. There's no wind. By the back of my neck, I felt this cold breeze on my neck, and I immediately got angry. And I said, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. I'm so sick and tired of you. You always show up messing my mom and I. Just, nope, I said the wrong, that, it popped out. Well, maybe you cut that part, I'd be awesome. But if you can't, that's okay. You know, just get away from us. Seriously, knock it off. And I felt it kind of hover, then it was gone. I mean, I was just, you don't, and the thing I've kind of learned with these things, you don't want to get angry, like hate angry, because it just fuels it, that there's a righteous anger. And, you know, I have my opinions on faith and whatever, you know, I guess it works for that person, whatever it is, I think it'll work. But when it's a righteous anger, like, you know, this is wrong, you're going to stand up to it. Hopefully it'll leave. And even like before she called me, I was on the highway. I saw some black go super fast in front of me. And I was like, what was that, a car? I really didn't know what it was at first. The highway was bare. And I'm like, man, not again. So I don't know. I've heard the term of soul ties before. Like I had a very short relationship with somebody, but we put a lot of emotion into the relationship. Nothing sexual, just plain heavy emotion. And it was such a brief relationship. It didn't work out, but I was attached to this person. And out of random, I was thinking of this person, but I would have different emotions that were not my own. And my counselor said, you probably formed a soul tie, and you probably have a lot of soul ties with a lot of people you're close with. So I'm not sure you heard that term. We actually broke that soul tie through prayer. But, yeah, I was wondering if I had this really deep, weird relationship, this soul tie. I'll just be vague again, this person. And I think that needs to be broken. I wonder if it's something deeper. I was wondering if you guys ever, I don't listen to all your stories like much as I would like to. But I was wondering if you guys ever heard this when, you know, there's a too close relationship. This person, I thought we had a healthy relationship, that after I got married and being around healthy thinking people, it's like, no, this is not normal. I feel screwed over my life. But, if those unhealthy relationships can develop to be spiritual stuff and can attract negative things and they kind of cause premonitions, I don't know. The shadows don't really, they kind of bother me when they start taking human form and they're standing next to me. That's when it starts aggravating me. When they're just the wraith looking things passing by, it doesn't bother me as much. I've had white misty things come in front of me too. And I know those are angels, because I've had some other serious stuff going on right now that the white mist, I know, are angels giving me like, hey, you're okay here. We got your back. And that's a good thing. I'm totally cool with that, you know, because they're white. You know, the black ones, I know all shadow people aren't bad, but just the negative, it's always around super negative things. So either they're just attracting negative stuff or they're an ally. But when I feel uncomfortable when I get angry and I feel like a heavy presence around me, that's what I'm wondering, if it's like some form of oppression and they're just feeding off the energy, especially this person. I have such a weird, unstable relationship. They're just like, it's almost like a beer keg party for a bunch of frat boys, you know? Anyway, let me know what you guys think. I appreciate it. You guys, I'm so glad you guys moved down to Branson. That's so cool. We go down there at least once a year, and maybe we'll bump at each other. That'd be pretty cool. You guys are doing awesome. Keep up the great work, and thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.